folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Melody with us just in a minute. We are now, you tune in to Financial Survivor. It's good to have you. The 8th day of January 2019. Gosh, I'm getting old. But anyway, Melody will join us in a minute. I know she wants to do market updates and some other things, so y'all hang in there. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk some about what's going to happen tonight with the speech with President Trump, obviously, and his national emergency. Now, I'll tell you this before Melody gets back. The national emergency, folks, happens every year. Every president goes before the Senate, the Congress, and announces a national emergency every year to maintain the War Powers Act that started back in 1933. Now, if you don't believe that's true, we offer here at our ministry a copy of the War Powers Act that made us enemies of the state. So every year, the president must declare a national emergency. With the night, and most of them are not recorded. But tonight, Trump will be talking about the wall, of course, and national emergency, which keeps in the War Powers Act another year. I think I hear Melody in the background come and join us now. Melody, welcome to the program. Glad you could join us.
Well, thank you very much. I heard you were giving a little bit of a sales pitch.
I was. I was going to tell them that, I have a copy. You've probably seen it. The copy of the War Powers Act, about a 33-page document of what they did in 1933 to put us under the War Powers Act as enemies of the state. And every year, each president must declare some type of national emergency, whether it's war on poverty or war on drugs. Some kind of national emergency must be declared. Well, Trump's going to do his part tonight and declare a national emergency on the wall, the southern border. It's all part of the plan, Melody. Now, he may get something on the wall. I don't know. But the national emergency must be declared every year at the first of the year in order to go through another year under the War Powers Act, where we are enemies of the state. Now, I have this documented. This is not, I'm not making it up. And, folks, it's 33 pages long. If you want to copy that, you send me $10, I'll send a copy of it. Just pay for printing and shipping. You can call my office if you like at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. You'll be probably talking to Lisa. The phone's going to answer from 9 to 1 Eastern Time every day. You can call and talk to Lisa. If you use a credit card, that's fine. I'll send a copy of the War Powers Act to show you that every year what Trump is doing tonight is always done generally with a different issue, like I said, war on drugs, war on poverty, something along those lines.
Well,
tonight,
right.
It's on the border. Now, Melody, let me let you get started.
Well, I'd like to make a comment to that also. We can talk about this after the market report. But we have to remember that also back in, I believe it was it September of last year, that President Trump had signed the 9/11. State of emergency.
Yes.
And the state of emergencies, I mean, when you look to Bush and you look to Obama, I mean, they've done multiple national states of emergency. I mean, it's become in second place, like executive orders.
Sure.
And this is all supposed that Congress is the lazy bunch of, well, they're supposed to review it on a regular basis. And they haven't.
Sure, they haven't
done
it.
Actually, you know, the United States, I mean, if you just want to talk about the 9/11, it's been a perpetual state of emergency for nearly 40 years, a specific state of emergency initially enacted after the terror attacks on 9/11. That's been in place for 17 years. And Trump ordered the extension of that act known as Proclamation 7463. So it just continues.
It perpetuates itself. Now, you know, Congress is actually supposed to review every EO,
right,
too, executive order, but they
right.
don't.
But
now,
they don't.
Do you have a copy of the World Powers Act? Do you have a copy of your possession bill? I'll send you one.
So am I going to have to pay you $10?
Well, no, 100 you need 100 to cover yours. But okay. I will send you a copy because it's definitely worth it. It really is. I mean, I'll send you a copy because you want to see this. This goes on every year now, Melody. And that's how they keep us under the enemies of the state that we have become in 1933. So this is why we're here.
Correct. But the National Emergencies Act that was passed in 1976, that goal was to put a limit on the president's ability to extend a state of the national state of emergency by granting review power to the Congress, as we have said.
Yes.
And it's supposed to automatically expire after 1 year unless the president renews it within the 90 days of its scheduled termination. And so under the terms of the National Emergencies Act, the president is supposed to issue a report to Congress Congress and blah, blah, blah. And but Congress has apparently never reviewed a state of national emergency. So where is our problem, ladies and gentlemen? And, you know, again, our country is being ruled by executive orders and is being ruled by state of emergencies. And yes, we have an immigration problem.
Yes,
but
if you notice
how it went from legal to illegal, now all of a sudden it's to the terrorists and drugs and human trafficking. Human trafficking, it's been going on for a really long time. And now they're bringing in all these other things, you know, to be included or to attach itself to the immigration. I mean, it's just like all of these. And you know what? Last night I watched. I'm not a fan of Sean Hannity. A lot of people probably say, well, who are you a fan of? You know, it's hard to find someone that I'm a fan of. But, you know, I watched a little bit of Sean Hannity. He had Geraldo Rivera on there, and he also had that one guy, Bonino, or whatever his name is. And I do like him. I'm not a fan of Geraldo either. Geraldo's a bleeding heart liberal.
Yes,
but it was basically two against one. And I just thought to myself, it wasn't even the context, or what they were, you know, their conversation. They literally blew up against one another. They're arguing. They're saying these things, and I'm just thinking to myself, this is exactly what the elite want.
Of course.
This is
divide
exactly
and conquer.
What
divide
they want.
And conquer. That's why they've got this nation three different factions, Emily. That's why they have brought in multiculturalism and brought all these different cultures in to help to destroy American culture, because they can control what people that are in chaos.
But this was, I mean, and it was just right there.
Yes.
Big as day on Fox News. You had two against one, bleeding heart liberal, the other two, and the conversation was mainly about the police officer in California that was shot by the illegal.
Yes.
That should never have been here in the first place.
Yes.
And, you know, and it was, and again, it wasn't what they were saying. I wasn't disagreeing. I wasn't, you know, I something has to be done. We've had this problem for a long time. But are we really fighting the globalists?
Well, Melanie, stop and think, too. The guy's illegal. How did he get a gun? It's against the law to buy a gun if you're not a citizen of the country.
Well, they bring him across the border, of course.
Of course. So, I mean, did you see how insane this is? They restrict us more and give them more. I mean, it's insane, but that's part of the plan. They can restrict our I hate to say we use the word rights, but our rights, because illegals are misusing the guns, so they blame us and take ours. Doesn't that make a lot of sense? I mean, this is what we're facing today, and the masses simply won't see it. They keep looking for Trump to fix it. Now, again, I mean, it's the way he does on the wall. He can't back down now. I mean, tonight he addresses the country, I guess, about the whole issue. And Trump cannot afford to lose this, because if he does, he's over. And he knows that. He's willing to compromise. He's already compromised from what, $15 billion, or what is down to $5 billion, or whatever it was, $25 billion into $5 billion. He's already compromised. And the Democrats are really holding his feet to the fire. So if he gives in, I don't know. That means that the Pelosi won. As much as I don't trust Trump, I trust her less.
Oh, we just gave $5 billion to Mexico. We just gave $5 billion to the Latin American countries.
Yes.
NAFTA, the new NAFTA, is not even ratified yet. Why isn't that being used for leverage?
That's a good question.
You know, why should be taking back money from these countries if, you know.
Very good question.
And granted, there's probably areas. How about So one of my customers said to me, well, you know, Melody, all we need is that, I don't know the proper terminology for it, but the rolled barbed wire. You know, what's it called? Rolled barbed wire?
Yeah.
You're a farmer. You know what it is. I think there's different types, some that are
they use razor wire on the border.
Yeah, yeah.
Razor
well,
wire.
You know what? Maybe we should use a whole lot more of that.
I mean, I've rolled that myself if you want one.
Pardon?
I have a roll of that myself. If you want some, I got some.
I want to sell it to the government.
But yeah,
but anyway,
I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use it to mark my borders off when they come to my direction. But anyway, but you know, this is really serious tonight. I mean, Trump is gonna speak up, and every year a president declares a national emergency, a state of emergency.
Every year
he's gonna do it tonight, and this could be blown up. I mean, it's gonna make a huge story. It'll be all the news. Trump declared a national emergency. They do it every year, but tonight will be used. Maybe they're going to use it against him. Maybe that's why this is really for real. They don't like him. Or maybe this is a good cop, bad cop. I don't know. But they're going to use it. You know that.
I don't know what he's going
to do. He can't afford to lose. He cannot afford to lose this.
And, you know, again, these the Emergency Power Acts is just a way so that presidents can bypass Congress.
Sure.
And do whatever they choose.
Absolutely.
You know, and truly, regardless of the issues, ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem. I mean, it goes against what we believe. It goes against what we believe of this country, of our Constitution.
And that's all you to believe anyway.
Yeah. And yet those who are, but what astounds me are, I mean, we've been doing this for how many years? And along the time we build friends and relationships. And yet I've seen so many they don't give it up, but they've sort of like temporarily abandoned
Melody,
the
roots. Who knows how many people there think in this country that don't listen to your program that know what we're even talking about? They have no idea. They're just trying to pay the bill and make a living. They don't know about the Emergency Powers Act every year. They don't know about that we're not called into the state from 1933 under Roosevelt. They don't know
I'm talking about the ones who do.
Well, but I'm okay. But there are a few that do, but not many. You educate a lot of people, but the masses have no idea.
No, they don't. They don't know they're being used as pawns.
They don't know they're chattel. But anyway, I guess you're going to be breaking the market report. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, let me go ahead and get to that stage. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And today is January the 8th. It's Tuesday, 2019.
I done said all that.
Oh, you
did? All that.
Well,
I just thought you
opened the program and started pitching the...
No. But I didn't say it, but it's okay. You can say it again. That's just in case. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I wanted to do it right before the market report. Gold was down $3.50 today in the New York spot price after market, $1,285.80. Silver down a penny at $15.71. Platinum is down two at $823. Palladium, another stellar day, up 25, almost 2% at $13.37. We have the USDX today is stronger, 0.23 at 95.92. Crude oil was up 123 at 49.75. Personally, I don't think he's going to. The markets did react as though he was going to go ahead with a state of emergency. So,
you don't think he's going to do it? Okay. All right.
You know, there's been 2 days where not a lot has been released as far as the trade agreement. Maybe that's part of it. But, hey, the Dow was up 258 points. Let me get to that page. So it doesn't seem like the markets really care about what the government is doing. The Dow was up 256 points at 23,787. The NASDAQ was up 73 points at 6,897. The S&P up 24 at 2,574. 10-year yield up 0.03 at 2.72%. European, Asian markets were fine. The emotion that's driving the market was the fear and greed index. We're at 24, still in extreme fear, but there's no panic whatsoever. And remember, just was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that was down at, 5, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we're climbing back to 24. So people are feeling fairly confident in the new year. And we'll just have to wait and see how things begin to unfold. I know Davos is coming up. I know President Trump is going to that. So some of these things better be solved before we get there. But I know
Didn't
one
you leave Mexico, I think, tomorrow?
Pardon?
Is he leaving from Mexico, I think, tomorrow, going down to South America, I think, tomorrow or next day?
In a couple days, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you said one thing people don't need to pay attention to. You said gold was $1,280-some, almost $1,300. It wasn't a long time ago. It was $1,100-something.
That's right.
You know that. Now, folks, if you'd invested in gold, you'd already gained $150 in value. Think about that. You put $1,200 in banks, how much you gained in a year's interest. With gold, you would have gained $150 in about a month and a half. Now, that, I don't know. This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. But go figure. And silver, same thing. Silver was like 13. Now it's almost 16, almost 15, or whatever it is. So, folks, you need to pay attention to what Melody's telling you, because she's telling you that you can make money investing in gold and silver. You can secure what you have. It may fluctuate some, but you'll never go to nothing. And the dollar is. Okay, Bill, that's my sales pitch. Now it's your turn.
How many minutes? We have 2 minutes left of this segment, and I don't know if you wanted to comment any more on you're hearing all sides of and you know what, there isn't anything more than I personally want is to have border security.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. Mexico's putting guards on their southern border, Guatemala. Did you know that? Mexican government says it will put guards at some 370 legal crossing points along the country's southern border with Guatemala. They're going to send down the guards and, I guess, military down, and they're going to prevent the entry of undocumented people. Oh, Melody, what mean people they are. They're going to block their borders off, too. Isn't that terrible?
Just absolutely terrible. But I believe with... So I don't know. Again, big distractions. It's kind of like Mueller who? Manafort who? Well, they're kind of
died off, didn't they?
They kind of died off, but I don't know if they're going to be rearing their ugly heads anytime soon. But, so it's certainly interesting. I don't know what it all means. If he does the state of emergency, everyone is talking about going to the part that was signed back in December. What was that called? The executive order back on December 17.
I don't remember what it was, Melody.
All right. But anyway, what's next? Let's get off that subject.
We're going to go about less than 20 seconds, but I did want to mention the fact that some stores can't process food stamps not because of the government shutdown. I'll come back after the break.
All right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And make sure you sign up for the newsletter. And you wanted to continue talking about...
food stamps.
Food stamps.
This is no joke. I'm not making that up. Indiana grocery store can't process food stamp payments due to government shutdown. I'm going to read some of the article. If people are getting this restless already, what will things look like when tens of millions of Americans are suddenly cut off from their primary source of food money? Now, I don't think they'll go that far to the end of the month, but this is what it says. As Daisy Luther reports from her Organic Prepper blog, it's starting early. As we discussed previously, we weren't expecting to see a loss of food stamp benefits until the end of January. The grocery store in Indiana reported they are unable to process EBT payments. In Clay City, Indiana, the local IGA discovered the problem last week. Initially, they thought it was a technical glitch. Our machines weren't taking any EBT cards, and we didn't really know what was going on. Now, Melody, they went from food stamps literally to cards. You know that, like credit cards. You know that.
Yes.
So that's more control. If they want to shut it off, it's done. Anyway, we didn't know if it was a technical issue, and then we found out it was due to the government shutting down. And although it's for a slightly different reason, the Red Lion store in New York City, Pennsylvania, has also had issues. New owners recently purchased the grocery store and sent in their application to accept government benefits before the shutdown occurred. Right now, we're officially frozen because the government is shut down and we can't process our application. So one store in Indiana, it doesn't work. Another store in Pennsylvania, they can't get the permits at all quick enough. So, and according to the article, at the end of the month, sometime, I think around the 20th, I read, the food stamp program will dry up. Now, if you want to see all hell break loose, wait till they can't buy their chips and Coke. Now, you wait and see. If it goes that far, I don't think it will. I don't think it will. Something I have to give for them, because they know that if they went that far, Melody, this country would erupt, would it not?
I think so. And, you know, the sad thing is there's people who really do need those food stamps. I think there's a lot of corruption in that area, and I think there's a lot of people who get them that don't need them. But on the other hand, there are people who need them.
And to know that this is going to dry up, and again, and maybe it's what they want. Perhaps they do want to erupt. I really don't know what they said. I don't want their plan. I don't know what's planned. I just know that everything you look at in the government today, as far as D.C. especially, is totally insane. I mean, literally, people are insane. You got one Muslim calling Trump an MF, and all manner of things going on that 20 years ago, if that would have been, they would have been railroaded out of the Senate, out of the Congress. They wouldn't have been allowed to stay there. But now we're seeing this being, and people shrug it off. Pelosi says, well, Trump talks like that. I mean, come on, Melody. What happened to plain decency and some respect for the office, if not the man?
I understand, and I agree with you. I just, it's like this whole nation has gone insane. And it's just not... It's just everyone. People have gotten so emotional. But you're right. I mean, you know what? You take away accountability. You take away God. You take away responsibility, accountability. Anything goes. You know, the people have been taught anything goes. Mm-hmm. I'm being an individual. People respect individuality. It's like, I just don't understand. I can't get to those places where people are not taken to the, to be held accountable to the woodshed.
But you know, this individualism is wonderful. I do believe in people should be an individualist, but we have to have a moral compass that helps us maintain a society that is civilized enough that we don't call each other wicked names. We don't go out and rob each other and shoot each other because we disagree with them. We're seeing people get shot today because they disagree with something minor, but they're getting shot over it. This is America today. I just did a teaching about 2 months ago at church on the essence of society, and that's Christ. When Christ is taken out of it, the essence of society is destroyed. There's nothing left to hold together. The mortar between the bricks is destroyed. The bricks fall. And that's what's happened to America. We lost that moral concept. You're who you are. You chose to sell gold and silver. I'm in a different direction. We're individuals. But we respect each other enough, we don't do those things to each other, harm each other. If we all did the same thing, we'd become a boring country. But we have to learn to be individuals with a respect for one another that is not destroyed for any reason. If we lose that, we lose everything.
You know, I saw, there was a headline today, I didn't get a chance to read it, but it was a Russian patriarch warns that the Antichrist will control humans through gadgets.
That's got my that's right on my list right here.
Yeah, Patriarch Gurill explained he does not entirely oppose gadgets, but warned against falling into slavery.
Yes.
To smartphones. He said
yes.
That the collection of user data, including location, interest, and fears, is going to make it possible for humans to be controlled by external forces. Control from a single point is a harbinger of the coming of the Antichrist, he told the state-run Russia One TV on Orthodox Christian or Christmas Monday. He said the Antichrist is a personality that will be the head of the world wide web, controlling the entire human race. Thus, the structure itself presents a danger. And I've always said the internet was evil.
Absolutely.
It's truly evil. People have argued with me and says, oh, it's great. People learn so much. Do they really learn that much?
No, they don't.
People are followers.
They are. And we become used to things happening. We are slowly, as a frog in a pot of water, slowly cooked before you know it, it's all over. There's an old song out since the 70s or I guess maybe early 80s by the McCameys. It's entitled Getting Used to the Dark. That's what's happened. And to back up the story you just told, a survey out now says Americans are warming up to the use of facial recognition technology. And you know what that is. You walk in any store, any business, they know who you are just by your face scan that you have on your driver's license. It says, now, Americans do not favor strict limits on facial recognition technology, according to a national survey. So what the gentleman here said is very true. A growing number of Americans are okay with the facial recognition technology, especially if it increases public safety, according to a national survey released Monday. What did Ben Franklin say? Those who give up essential liberties for temporary security deserve neither. Conducted on a poll of 3,051 U.S. adults in December, the survey found that 1 in 4 Americans believe the federal government should strictly limit the use of facial biometrics. I mean, 75% disagree. They should use them if they want to, if it helps keep us safe. Give up essential liberties for a temporary security, you deserve neither. Now, this is what you said about the Russian Orthodox head of the church in Russia. He said these gadgets will enslave us, will bring us right in. And there you go. How many people do you know that they can open their phone up with their face or their thumbprint?
Their thumbprint.
Yeah.
Their thumbprint.
And now they're hacking thumbprints.
Yeah.
How many people think?
And you know what? Before the internet, when we learned about things, we had to read books. Mm-hmm. We read newspapers. We researched. Now, people come to their thought process by going to YouTube, listening to one or two of their favorite, you know, reporters, analysts, what I don't even know what you want to call them. And, you know, we're on YouTube too, you know, yeah, and we're there.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's more of opinions than reading and come and doing any critical thinking as far as, you know, in what is right and bringing it together. And I think, again, this is all part of division again.
Of course. And then you take, for example, the war of Northern Aggression, we called Civil War, and the falsehoods have been spread about the South and what they really were. And now that the Southern culture, the heritage of the South, which was a godly heritage at one time, has been destroyed because people believe the news. They don't research the truth, Melody. They go to the web, look on there, and one guy said, well, they this, and they're evil automatically. Same thing with this. The same idea. They don't look into the true facts. They just look into on the website or whatever, or ABC News, and they get all the facts they want.
Yeah. They don't do any open reading and so forth. I mean, and when I'm talking to the other side, all I hear about, well, I was listening to Good Morning Joe, and, you know, this is, and it's like, oh, my gosh, that's a, you know, well, did you read something, the counter offer, what they're saying? That's...
they just, can't do that.
It just drives me insane.
People don't want to be challenged because it upsets their apple cart. They're not used to thinking. They're used to listening and obeying. Now, that sounds really harsh, but it's true. Most people today don't know how to think on a rational level. They think, at least they think they're thinking, but they're just thinking about what they've been told and figuring out how come this is right. Because it fits what they want to believe, Melody. It fits what they want to believe.
And you know what's sad? And I'm not perfect, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know,
oh, really?
I want this. I want, yeah, believe it or not, I'm perfect in the gold business, but obviously my personal life. But, no, I want immigration fixed. You know, does it need a wall? I don't care if it needs,
I want to say one thing. We're not against immigration. We're not against immigration.
We're not against immigration.
No.
I want the immigration laws enforced so that guy who shot that police officer should have been sent back, unable to come back when he first got his arrest for whatever he did the first time, because I guess this was like his third thing that he did. What was he still doing here? Those are the laws I want enforced. Get him out of here. And
well, they come back a second time.
Get them out of here.
They come back in a second time.
And if they don't fit, if they don't fall into our guidelines, they don't come in. Get them out.
And if they come back a second or third time, let them stay. Put them in a workforce somewhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let them beat rocks on roads, patch roads. Let them pick up trash. Absolutely, I agree. Totally agree. Dig ditches. What do they want to do? Oh, by the way, would you want to give out the phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of emotion. I think there's a lot of emotion. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, there's no emotion.
I think there's a lot of emotion out there. So if you want to give us a call, 844-769-2944. We'll open the phone lines for you. You know, make sure it's brief. And when you call in, to allow other ones to call in, this is a rare moment that we do this. 844-769-2944.
And we'll move to another topic if you want to, unless you have something else to say about that.
Nope.
I guess you know Sears has finally decided to liquidate more or less or go out.
Yep, their history.
Sears, that store's 125, 30 years old. It's been around Sears and Roebuck catalogs. You remember those, I'm sure. It's kind of an American icon, and it's gone. And I know it's not going to make a big difference in the scheme of things, perhaps, but it bothered me to see businesses have been around for so long just go away. It's a mile marker in the country. That's Sears, something you and I know all of our life. A staunch, I guess you say, pillar in economics in this country for years is over. That is sad, isn't it?
It is. And certainly, you know, you can blame the, you know, internet. You can blame the Amazon sites for their demise, but with that also has to come a little bit of mismanagement.
Of course.
Of this store, and it's no different than our country. If something is mismanaged, it eventually goes out of business. They go deeper in debt. They couldn't get funding. They didn't have anybody that wanted to take over any of the bids, and their debt did them in. Government, our country is no different. Mismanaged, corrupt? And where do you think it's going to end?
Well, you know, the Democrats now want to raise corporate taxes by 33%. You know that now, right? I mean, this makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
You see, I mean, what?
And I was kidding.
That would make that makes us higher than China, UK, Canada, Germany, Ireland, all of them. We're more than almost double the highest one, which is the United Kingdom, 19%. We'd be almost double what they're charging. I mean, think about that. And Ireland is 12.5%. But the Dems want to raise and hike the corporate rate. That's going to help businesses really prosper. It's going to cut inflation for the consumer, too, isn't it?
You know what? I just... Who are these people?
Well,
where did they come from?
Congresswoman Cortez recently proposed a 70% top federal income tax rate. 70%! It's now 30-some percent. She wants to raise it 70% for the top federal income tax. Now, think about that.
Good for her.
I mean, unbelievable. And these people are in office. They got elected.
I know it.
They're there now. They're making decisions right now.
That's the scary part of things.
Oh, my gosh.
They say you you know, and I don't mean to laugh, ladies and gentlemen, but I mean, what else are you to do?
You either do you cry.
You either cry. You're right.
I mean, this is pathetic. The companies are struggling already, and I know some are greedy. That's not the point. But they're struggling already, and even if they do increase the tax on corporate businesses, on corporate structures, don't people know that businesses don't pay taxes? They pass the cost on to you and I, Melody. We pay their taxes.
Right.
They don't pay taxes. When you tax a business, you're taxing the people. Don't you all know that? They're gonna make a profit no matter what. So increase tax on business, they pass them down to me and you, and we wonder why the price is going up. Well, they increase it to 33%, and corporate federal income up 70%. They're going to pass the cost on to you and I. That is part of inflation. A fiat currency and higher taxes will take you into inflation every time, and America is. And these people, this Cortez, she may be a good-looking young lady, but she's an idiot. I'm just saying like it is. I don't
care.
She
is an idiot.
Yep, she is. It is what it is. So there you go. Now, that's my 2 cents worth on that topic. Now I'll shut up.
Well, do you want to go to the next idiot of the day?
Which one you want to go to? I mean, there's a bunch of them. Take your pick. Who you want to go to?
The New York City mayor.
Oh, that's right on my list. That's right on next list. It is. Okay.
It's the next.
That's break time again.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about the next idiot of the day.
Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Our call-in number today is 844-769-2944. Remember, this is live at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. This will be replayed at 8 and other times. So don't try and call in at any other time but right now at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday, January 8th. So if you want to call in and leave us a question that we can ask on the next program, you can do that, but on my 800 number. But going into the break, we were talking about de Blasio. Bill de Blasio is guaranteed.
I got to share this because
he's guaranteed.
Go ahead.
He's guaranteed.
I'll go ahead. And after I have to go to him, we'll go to the governor of California, but go ahead.
Okay. He's guaranteeing comprehensive health care for all in this historic surprise announcement. And it's not health insurance. The city is going to pay for direct comprehensive care for those who can't afford it or are undocumented.
That's now, Melly, quick question. Where is the money coming from?
Oh,
the city.
It's not going to increase
the city.
Taxes.
Oh, wow.
No, it's coming from the city. Hey, we have a caller. We have Larry in Florida calling us. Thank you for calling, Larry. How are you today?
Oh, fair to partly cloudy, I reckon. it's good to talk to you folks. I've been a fan of yours and listen quite often. I sent you both emails criticizing your radio techniques. You might remember Pastor Butch. I said, when you get all excited about something, you get to talking so fast that I can't understand what you're saying.
I had one lady tell me that I sound like Andy Griffin fast forward. But anyway, go ahead.
And over shortwave, down here in Florida, we don't get the signals very well down here. And so there's a lot of static and noise. And I do listen carefully to everything you say. And then you, Melody, Dave Allen, infected you with the virus,
All right. Well, do you have anything to say about what we're talking about today?
Yes. I would like I'd like to hear more people like Greg Hunter and more guests. Especially as far as prepping goes, because we all know that something bad is on the way in a not too distant future, and there are people on YouTube that have Peter Schiff and Lynette Zhang and a bunch of these other people that are really deep into this financial world here. They're all claiming on YouTube that the dollar reset and maybe even a depression or hyperinflation is like right around the corner, and I'd like to hear you cover that subject more often and prepping too.
All right, appreciate it, Larry. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Good input. Thank you. Excellent input.
Are you back, Butch?
I'm right here with you.
Yeah, I can't hear you very well, so maybe Todd can turn you up.
Okay, well, you go ahead and finish the story about the mayor of New York. That was a good one.
All right. So he is planning to provide primary and specialty care from pediatrics to the OBGYN to geriatric, mental health, and other services to the city's roughly 600,000 uninsured. And they already have this foundation for a plan. And it's going to be expanded. Any patients who seek health coverage through New York City Care will receive a card that allows them to see a primary care doctor and seek services. So,
and 300,000 of those are 300,000 are illegals.
Yeah,
300,000 are undocumented, and that which means illegal.
Yeah,
citizens. Alice, I mean, this is ridiculous, but good for him. It won't cost people nothing because the city's going to pay for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's expected to launch in the Bronx this summer, and it's going to be available in the other four boroughs in 2021. So, you know, trust me, by 2021, this will have already failed. So at least the Bronx is going to get it this summer. But so it's going to cost at least $100 million. And it's going to save them money down the line. How about that?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And the new California governor is going to give sanctuary to anybody who wants it. He made a speech. His name is Gavin Newsom. I'm sorry, Newsom. And he's going to give sanctuary to anyone who wants it, Melody. No questions asked. Reckon we go out there and look for sanctuary because we're starving to death out here? Yeah, I mean, you know, just curious. You know, because we're persecuted because you're persecuted for talking about Trump. We're being persecuted. Maybe we should go out there and look for asylum because he doesn't like Trump either. But they're going to give asylum to anybody who wants it. California can afford that, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just insane, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, I don't know where it's going to lead, but these cities, they don't have the money to pay for all this stuff.
No, they don't.
And what they're and again, it's I don't understand how they can just go off on their own and allow these undocumented people sanctuary. It just
well, how'd they get elected? How these
how
do
they get
office?
Elected?
I mean, really, especially after get elected, then they say maybe they snuck up on the people and didn't tell them to get in office. Well, are the people going to stand still for it? Yes. There may be some of them murmur and complain, but the masses won't say a word.
Nope.
They don't care. And that's just the way it is. And maybe a sign of the things to come in this country. Gun ownership, which I think is a good thing, has surged in Europe. Because of the migrant crime. People are buying guns over there in record numbers, and good for them. It's heavily restricted, you know that. But people are finding ways to buy guns because they're now afraid of what they allowed in the country. And the people at one time wanted immigration. They want it, but now they don't. They're literally raping women over there, Mel. They're literally raping them. And if the women complain, they go to jail. Now, this you look up on the internet, folks, and I'm making it up. The people that fight back go to jail. The Muslims and others are not bothered. But now that people are buying guns, and I say more power to them, that's why we have to keep ours. But I just want to bring it up. So if it's bad enough in Europe that the people are now going out and buying guns, and they've done it for ever, as far as I know, I should tell you how serious it's getting over there also, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, France is falling apart. All these other countries are falling apart. And so, I, you know what? Something's been nagging at me, and I should probably think about this before I continue, but I'm going to go anyway. You know, we talk about this program. We talk about finances all the time, Butch, on this
yes.
program.
Yes.
We talk about how the multinational corporations are buying back their shares. We're talking about all these government reports that don't even make sense. People need to think and also come to your conclusions. I can sit here every day and tell you that, oh, next week we're going to be heading into a reset. Next month, in the 6 months, we're going to be... I have heard these dates and times set for 25 years. No one, I repeat, no one knows the dates, the times. They base their information on the same things that we talk about on this program day in and day out.
Yes.
If you want me to sit here and tell you that the system is going to collapse in 6 months, it's right around the corner. If you want me to sit here without any proof, without any other than just my experience has been just as long as many of these people, I can do that. I can make you scared silly if you want me to. I'm sure you could too, Butch. Make the people scared silly.
Oh, yes. And
it's not
many,
about
many talk show hosts have got wealthy doing that too. You know that.
And it's not about making you scared. It's about helping. We want you to do your research and think. Come to the same conclusions. Because, yes, I believe we've been hanging on a cliff for a long time. And perhaps we're not doing, perhaps I'm not doing my job in explaining what a fiat system is. Everybody seems to think they know what it is, but maybe you don't, considering you don't understand that the day of reckoning is going to be here sooner than later because of the fiat system, that nothing isn't going to change, that we're not going to be able to grow ourselves out of our problems. I don't care who's in office. So what do you, you know, so yeah, I can sit here and, you know, draw those conclusions and scare you out of your willies if you want me to. But I thought that what we did was bring you the information and we would dissect the lies that government presents to you in all these silly reports that they give out and show you that things are not good in this country, that there is only one way that this ends, and it isn't going to be pleasant. And just look at the people's behavior on both sides anymore.
Although I have to say the left have been given the most erratic behavior, but you're right. Both sides are starting to get that way. And again, I think that's part of the plan. When it does come to blows, and it's going to come to blows, Melody, it's going to come to blows. Matter of fact, the next lesson I do in Bible study is going to be His Life's So Dear, because I want to tell people that it's going to come to blows. It has come to blows. They want to come to blows. And whether it wants to, we can't stop it now. It's too late. It's going to come to blows. Physical fighting in the streets. It's already started. Look at France. It's already started. It's going to come to bloodshed and blows. I don't like that, Melody. I don't even like to say that. And I'm not setting dates on this. I don't know the times. I'm not given to be a prophet that way. But I do know history well enough. I do know current events well enough and Bible well enough to know that it's going to come to blows. Too many factions, too many beliefs, too many desires in wrong and different directions, and no common decency left. It's going to come to blows, and it's going to be all hell breaking loose when it happens.
And I agree. It's just the way it is, and it's, you know, and you know what we used to talk about on the left. They used to parrot, oh my gosh, everything that they heard on TV, everybody that was a liberal Democrat, and I don't like to put tags on them, but who thought that way and was associated with that, they would parrot everything. But now I'm beginning to hear the parroting on the other side, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it means that, you know, things are changing. And when you conquer and divide, you don't conquer and divide with respect and love. You conquer it and divide with hate. And you're beginning to see this, and I don't even know where I'm going with that.
Well, hate is a great controlling factor and a great motivating factor. It truly is. And fear, coupled with hate, is doubly potent. You follow what I'm saying on that?
Yes.
I mean, this is what they're playing on, hate and fear. It's coming down to that. And it's going to come to blows, like I said. I don't want to see it happen. God forbid. Everybody knows I carry a gun. And I'm not ashamed to tell everybody I carry it. You see them in my pocket or my hip, generally my hip. And I don't carry that gun because I enjoy carrying the weight on my hip. It's there in case I need it. I don't ever want to use it. Ever, ever, ever want to use it for anything but target practice. But when somebody attacks, it's common sense now to be prepared.
You know what I said? You know what I've said for a long time? I said
you lost it.
I lost it. I can deal with no power. I can deal with a collapse of the system. I can deal with everything. But the thing that scares me the most is the social unrest.
Absolutely.
That bothers me.
If the food stamps go away and everything happens, they'll come after you.
The social unrest is the part of what I believe will happen is something that is the part I'm not looking forward to. It frightens me the most.
Well, you know, I just read you about the gun ownership in Europe going up. Would you say it's because of fear and hate? Isn't that the motivation? Fear, at least?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It works. And by the way, along the same issues, New York State, it wants to make each firearm owner carry $1 million insurance liability policy. I'm serious. It's New York. It's New York State 2857A is the bill trying to pass. $1 million before you can buy the gun, you gotta have $1 million insurance policy.
A bond.
Yeah. Now think about that, Melody. Again, that's pandering to, we'll say, people that want gun control, but it's also putting fear in the hearts of people that don't believe in it. I mean, that's true, is it not?
But the thing of it is, all this hoopla, it's not hoopla, it's serious and, you know, and so forth. But with what's going on, aren't people being tired of being jerked around by their nose?
Oh, and yes.
All of this other stuff is just being ignored, and this is the important stuff?
Yep.
We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Wish we had another hour, but we do not. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Butch.
All right, see you all later.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.